This is Brevard's Praise and Worship Station. WMIE, Coco, Melbourne, Titusville, FM 91.5.
Crown him with many crowns, the Lamb upon his throne. Hark how the heavenly anthem drowns. All music but its own. Awake my soul and sing of him who died for thee, and hail him as thy matchless king. Through all eternity, crown him the Lord of love. Behold his hands and side, rich wounds yet visible above.
How free are the campuses in the land of the free? For the Colson Center, I'm John Stone Street with The Point. Chike Uzubunum is the son of Nigerian immigrants. When he became a Christian, he wanted to share his faith with other students at Georgia Gwinnett College. The college had different ideas. It told him that he could only talk about Jesus in one of the school's tiny free speech zones, and he'd have to make a reservation first. He complied, but even then, the campus police made him stop. After the Alliance Defending Freedom sued the college, the school rescinded the restriction and sought the dismissal of the suit, claiming, in essence, no harm, no foul. ADF opposed the dismissal because it would have left Gwinnett and other schools free to impose similar restrictions in the future, and if caught, all they'd have to say was, oops, my bad. Well, on Tuesday, the Supreme Court heard oral arguments in Chike's case. At stake is the ability of Christians and other students to make their case on campuses without having to hire a lawyer first. For the Colson Center, I'm John Stone Street.
God and man, I cast myself on. star. Through these trials, you've always been faithful.
Tuned in to the Make Your Day Count broadcast with Pastor Errol Beckford, Senior Pastor of Celebration Tabernacle Church, President of Celebration Marketplace Ministries, and author of Make Life Work in a Fast-Paced World. And here's Pastor Beckford.
Good morning, good afternoon, and good evening. Make your day count. This is the day
the Lord has made,
and we will
rejoice
and be glad
in
this
day.
Today, Thursday, January 21st, 2021. That has a nice ring to it. The 21st day of 2021.
And I am going to rejoice in this day. Mm-hmm. I am making a what?
Quality decision. To rejoice.
In this day.
In this day.
I only have.
Today.
Okay.
Yes, I will not stand idle in the marketplace. I'm coming in to get my 11th hour breakthrough. That must be our confession. 2021 has prophetically been declared the year of the 11th hour breakthrough. So that comes from Matthew chapter 20, where there was a group of people who were in the marketplace, and someone was coming out to hire people all different hours throughout the day. Some people came in at 6 a.m. Some people came in at 9 a.m. Some people came in at noon. Some people came in at 3 p.m. And then there were some people that didn't get in until 5 p.m.
Yeah.
in the 11th hour. And as they chose not to remain idle anymore, and they chose to get in the vineyard and put their gifts and their talents to work, they earned a return. They earned the same denarius that those who came in at 6 a.m. also made, an honest day's wage. They got what was right as they went in. And they had to make a decision because the denarius did not come to the marketplace.
No.
The denarius came from being in the vineyard.
The right place.
They had to be in the right place at the right time.
Yes.
So that they did not miss their opportunity. They had to be in the right place. They had to go past just thinking about it, just talking about it, just writing it down, just having everything they needed. They had to get past that to actually implementing and doing. They had to get past, you know, especially when we're in college and such, and we think, because I know, I could just say me, when you're in college and the professor's laying everything out and you have all your notebooks and all your work is organized and you're getting, you know, good grades, A's and B's, and then you think that when you